This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's police chief took questions last night during a virtual town hall while protests over police misconduct continued elsewhere in the city. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports. The chief says the department should be held accountable for any unnecessary force.
People asked Chief Paul Pazin about what changes his department could make and what policies he would support. Pazin says he supports a duty to intervene, a policy that would require officers to step in when one of their colleagues acts inappropriately.
The death of George Floyd, the horrific death, it involved four officers, and if any one of them would have said enough, if any one of them would have said stop, then we wouldn't know George Floyd's name.
Colorado lawmakers introduced a bill yesterday that would implement that policy in police departments statewide. Town hall participants were frustrated. Pazin didn't mention many other specifics as he promised accountability. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The number of new unemployment claims made in Colorado is continuing its downward trend. Just over 12,000 people filed for unemployment last week, making it the seventh week in a row that the number has declined. At its peak in the second week of April, more than 104,000 people had filed for unemployment benefits. The acting director of the Bureau of Land Management says that agency is expecting more wildfires this year than normal. The Daily Sentinel reports William Perry Penley says the agency has staffed up for the coming fire season and has taken steps to fight fires while being careful not to spread COVID-19. Western Colorado has mostly sunny weather today. This is CPR News.